Yeah, well, they've come a long way on the switchers. I was, like you, I was a really, really anti-switcher guy for a long, long time. But, you know, I've worked with enough switchers now that I've relaxed a little bit. I've got some that are dead quiet. I mean, there's nothing. At least I have some extremely sensitive receivers. And, you know, it's a, you know, I deal with all the time. And if they're putting something out, you know, it's undetectable. So, you know, I'm sure. In fact, I've got a Kenwood 930, which is a really cool Kenwood. And there's a guy that in California that sells the power supplies in those were linear, but they were notorious. Speaking of putting 120 volts across, they would put like 48 volts on your finals and blow. The finals in that radio are almost impossible to get. The power supplies are notorious for shorting, and then they put 48 volts on those finals. They blow the finals up, and then you got yourself a real mess. And there's a guy selling a switcher, and a cool story actually. The switchers are NASA apparently put in an order for like 1,000 or you know something of these switchers. For a project, for a radio astronomy project, and then they never used them. And this guy in California bought them all, and they were like, you know, he's got the whole story on it. You know, you could see these switches were like, you know, ridiculous. They were like $1,000 each, and now he's selling them to Kenwood 930 and 940 owners as drop-in replacements for the notoriously bad supplies in there, along with a new regulator board. And they fit right in really nice. It's pretty cool. I did that upgrade to my 930, and it's pretty spiffy. But it's putting a switcher in an HF rig, which was kind of at first kind of freaky. But after I read up on it, I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a whirl. Glad I did, actually.